Chaim Bergman, got married at 21, and joined the Yeshiva Samir. 7 years later, finally he was 28, and allowed to join Halacha Chaburah. He joins Halacha Chaburah, and they're learning Hilchos Nidah. We get the Simcha of Pei Dalet at the beginning. The Shach says, "Oh, by the way, why doesn't this woman have two bedikas? That's Shein Kavua. She should be doing for Tashmish. Wait till Simcha of Pei Ra. Kof Pei Hey depends whether or not she's a Shamash or a Machat Tashmish. It should be depends when it happens. Did she do bedikas before? Didn't do bedikas before? Kof Pei Ra doing bedikas before that? I never learned about doing bedikas. I'm married 7 years, have 4 kids, and I never learned anything about bedikas. Too bad that he let me into the Chaburah 7 years ago. The Shaila is, what happens now? Does he have to be Mishamish? Does he have to be Masked himself as a Reya Einar Reya Machmas Tashmish or not? So, we saw there's a Machlekes in Gemara. When it comes to a woman that has a vest in the Klal, if his wife has a vest. So, Gemara Daf Yud says that Sayil Lifnei Tashmish, Sayil Achar Tashmish, there's no reason to do Bedika. And Fagaret, one should not do Bedika. The Rambam, Liber Nekver Perish, the Rambam says no. Before you don't have to, but afterwards you have to. And that, like we saw in the Beit Yosef today, the Rambam is Masber, the Rambam, that's talking about after the Shir of Liber Nekver, that you're not going to be Chayav a Karban, and therefore you're allowed to do Bedika afterwards. The Mice of the Machaber Paskin, it's so yisim that you do not have to do Bedika if you have a vest kavua, and then he brings down the Rambam and says you have to, and Kiveger brings down, according to the Rambam, even if she's Musulekes, Muberes, Minekes, Machnishtes, she does do Bedikas afterwards. Allah Lamaisa, the meaning is not to do Bedikas via Vest Sheni Kavua. Vest Kavua. If a woman has no Vest Kavua, then we saw the Machlekes between Remeir and Panin Ben Atingas, Laf, Yubez, and Beis. Panin Ben Remeir says, a woman that has no Vest Kavua has got to get divorced. Panin Ben Atingas says, no, she's allowed to be Meshamish Be'edim, Hein Heini Viseo, Hein Heini Tzikiruah. And that's a big machlekes. What exactly does that mean? How do we pass in Lachla Ma'is? The Gemara says at the end of the day, I'm reviewed on Meshmuah, Lachla B'chanin Ben Atignis, Pasla B'chanin Atignis, that no, a woman that has the best Shein Kavua does not have to get divorced, all she has to do is have B'digas. The Shaila is that talking about when you get the terrorists, or is that talking about even the Baila? That was through the Sheinis at the end, and that's really machlekes for Sheinu, how do we pass in between Rashi and the Rach. Rashi says that which you pass in B'chanin Ben Atignis, that you need B'digas, only the terrorists, the Baila, you don't need any B'digas. The Rach says no, even the Baila, who said even the Baila, you need B'digas. Clearly, B'chanin Ben Atignis was talking about that was the whole machlekes, and then she has to get divorced or not. Clearly, that's what it was talking about. Therefore, you need to do it. How do we pass in Allah Kolam Eso? The Rambam goes like the Rach, and the Rosh Be'etzim does not want to go like the Rach, but he says, Loi Malani Libi Lahoko Kineg the Rach, Shekol Dvar Dibri Kabal. He merely goes like it. However, Roi Rishenim go, it seems most Rishenim do not pass in that it's a tyrant. Rather, they pass in, or they pass in like the Ritz. It's not exactly clear on the passage today. This is something exactly. Rashi says, "B'chlau you never b'dikas." The Rif understands that which Chanan Tzigan said that you need b'dikas. That's only 3 times. You mask yourself as Einarim Achatashmish, even though Chanan Tzigan has never said 3 times. That's how we learned that it's 3 times. And the same way that a person can be masking himself as a Reim Achatashmish 3 times, so to think masking himself as the Einarim Achatashmish, if after 3 times they were they before and after Tashmish, they did not see. How do we pass in Allah Ma'isel? Machaber is Seisim, like the Rif, that a woman has to be masked herself. Afterwards, it brings down the Shittas Rambam V'Arosh, that you have to do Bedikas before and after Tashmish. Always, a woman has to do Bedikas. Chopach is after Tashmish. She always has to be before Tashmish. She always has to do Bedikas. The question is him and her. Or we have to do bedikas before b'shas tashmish, according to the Rambam and the Rosh. The Ramah seems to be masber that shitas Rambam. It's not exactly clear. The Torah Hashlomim brings down that the Ramah and the Machaber go like the Rambam and the Rosh, and that you would have to do bedikas every single time that they're b'shamish. Certainly, that's not the minhag. However, the question is: are you mechuyev to do? It seems the halacha is like the Stimas HaMechaber, that he goes like the Rif, that you have to be masik yourself. However, says the Shach, that was the Rif says that you have to masik yourself, that's Dafka, not like all the rest of Rishayim learned that every single woman has to masik herself. Dafka, like the Ravid learned the Rif, Dafka, if she has a Reyes HaLefaninu that she saw one time, then she has to masik herself as an Inner Reyem HaTashmish. But if she hasn't seen one time Shah Tashmish, she does not even have to masik herself. Mela, according to that, according to the Shach, this fellow, Chaim Bergman, if you never had a Reyes HaLefaninu, you wouldn't have to be masik yourself b'chlal. However, if he had a Reyes HaLefaninu, then you'd have to masik yourself. Reb Moshe says, even though we pass like the mechaber. However, it is roi lahachmer like the shach to be masik. The question. Sorry. Things to be possibly the shach maker. I didn't think it was roi to be masik yourself like the mechaber. Thank you. To masik yourself like the mechaber. Now the shaila is, in this case, is it roi to be masik himself or not? This guy was mishamish already 5 years, 7 years, and he never saw anything. Is there anything to be choshish? So the truth is that really gets to the next nips of gimel. The Truma Sadeshin says that a woman, even if she doesn't have a vesko bua, however, up until, if she never sees until a certain amount of days after Tvila, and until that time it's considered vesko bua. A male, if a woman wants to be masik self, they don't have a stash, but she has to masik self the time that it's shy that she's going to see, that she's considered a woman that doesn't have a vest. In those days, if she never sees before day 26, she can be masik self, they don't have a stash, because in those days, there's no shash bachlal that she's going to see. So she has a woman, she has a geshla vest until day 26. She only masks herself afterward. So this fellow, that means any time that a woman is considered has a vest kavua, or like the Pesachuba brings down, if she's Mr. Lekas Dhamma, has the same halacha, if she's Muberis, if she's Minekas, she also doesn't need Bidikas, according to this. Then, Lachur, in these cases, she wouldn't be able to master herself in those days. But Mila, this fellow, his wife became pregnant after the first month, 2 months, or whatever it was, and then she was nursing and pregnant for 7 days, then 7 years, then she never has a right effect in him, she never saw. And Mila, she never was mastering herself. Very good, she never saw. Yeah, but she was never the time that she could have seen. Now he's after 7 years, and in a Hanami, he has a chance to be mastering herself. Maybe she will master herself. And Lachur would seem, according to that, in a Hanami, once she will master herself. However, it is a little bit of a chiddush, because the Maisa, the Ran says, the reason why I have to be chiddush is because since this woman doesn't have a vest kavua, so maybe anything can be very germer. Now, Bismanenu, come on, no one has a vest kavua. And even so, Reimah Fatash, which is still something which is one in a billion, and we haven't heard of such a case. It's very uncommon. Lachur, it's a big chiddush, especially in the 7 years. And I just heard from somebody who teaches Hassan for many years already, 10 years, taught probably hundreds of Hassan, that he was here next to just spoke to him. So Berger told him, you don't have to teach it anymore. The Olam is not needing to do it for the most part. So certainly in this case, the whole Bach, this fellow, it's good that he listened to Rishiva and did another master of Nashim Nezikin, and it didn't ruin anything.